very first occasion that he did it in 1987, he was very careful to try and recreate it as accurately as possible as O'Sullivan Bear and his people had done it in the original walk, even including getting the rawhide boat to cross the Shannon through the winter floods. And he did a wonderful job meeting the people along the way. I suppose Donegal was really a colossus of Irish broadcasting as far as culture and history was concerned, because he didn't just make programmes about the people. He really gave a voice to the communities, and he gave them a reason to have pride in themselves. I know after he passed through Glenscombe, we had a wonderful celebration at Glens Castle, and we had a medieval banquet in Dowds and Glens that night. And a certain local lady said to me a few days after, well, she says, I'll never look at Glens Castle in the same way again, because he really helped to bring to life the whole history, the importance of the O'Sullivan Bear Walk, when 1,000 people started off from Glengarriff through the floods of winter and arrived in Leitrim village. There were just 35 arrived. One of them was a lady. And even along the way, some people got lost along the way. And it's interesting that in Glens we still have a number of families who can trace their connections right back when some young children were left along the way and were sheltered by families in Glensk and still remain there to today. I'm really sad today to hear of Donegal's death. He is a real loss to Ireland, and so sad that he has gone so quickly following Vera. And on that first walk through Galway, he was accompanied by Sinead. And Sinead was just 17 years of age at the time, a lovely girl. And unfortunately, she succumbed to cancer some years later. And that was a huge, big blow to Donegal at the time. I think it's also true to say that as Donegal marched through the byways and highways of Ireland and indeed of other places, he became friends with the people. Like, he remained in constant contact with Glensk ever since that first march through. And indeed, when he was writing his book about the O'Sullivan Bear Walk and about his recreation of it, we always have to remember that he remembered Glensk with great affection, and he finished up his piece by saying Glensk was special. And indeed, Donegal was very special to us, and we remember him with great love. And I think he loved every blade of grass and every stone along the way, that and any old building that could tell a story, or the folklore of the people, anything that could make them as Irish and as proud of being Gael as was possible.
There is also something significant in this, and I may be guessing here, but his walk in many ways, could that have been the inspiration for what became the Sook Valley Way? Because it was in the months that followed that the idea of this journey from Portumna to Ballymoe, going through likes of Chirnascraw and on to Ahaskra, moving into Ballygar, Craig's Glinsk, and on to Ballymoe, that in many ways, it maybe laid the cornerstone for the possibility of such a walk to be actually made there and laid there for people to use at any stage and at any time.
Yes, indeed, and that was the idea that set off the development of the Sook Valley Walk, and indeed even further than that, over the last number of years, that walk is being further developed so that eventually it will trace the whole journey from Glengarriff right up to Breffni or Leitrim village. And along the way in those years, like, Donegal didn't just do the walks, he was fundraising as well along the way. And I know that first walk, it was for the Wheelchair Association, and he raised, I'd say, absolutely millions, from the different walks that he did. And not alone was he loved and revered by the local communities here in Ireland, but also abroad. And he had a great affection for the Irish immigrant population in London. He had a great connection there with Father Bobby Gilmore. And he was a constant visitor to them as well. Indeed, through his programme Fáilte Ireland, he kept a great connection going with the Irish people from all over the world. And he was known far and wide, and always it was that connection with Irish music, Irish culture, folklore, and he was steeped in that and loved that, and he was a giant among men where history and culture and heritage was concerned. And you know, we say ní bhaile le héad an arís, and that's so true of Dunnacha. And we're really sorry to hear of Dunnacha's death and of Vera's, and we're thinking of Sinead and thinking of Rory and the rest of the family there today.